Segment 11A, Introduction. Most important of Rome's legacies to the Western world is the Pax Romana. 2.5 centuries of peace and prosperity in the Mediterranean world, lasting from 31 BC to 235 AD. Once the emperor, formerly known as Octavian, that is to say Augustus Caesar, brought lasting peace to Italy, Roman manpower and Roman resources could be used to stabilize the borders. With the borders stabilized, the Romans strengthened their empire, not through force, but through good government. Despite the wide range of peoples and cultures throughout the Roman world, the Pax Romana was almost a total win-win situation for everyone, Romans, Italians, and provincials alike. The basis, in turn, of the Pax Romana was a groundbreaking style of government invented by Octavian called the Principate. In segment 11b, Augustus and the Principate, we trace the rise of young Gaius Octavius, later known as Gaius Julius Caesar Octavianus, but best known as Imperator Augustus Caesar. Rome's second founder was not squeamish about the methods he employed to achieve supreme power, but the result was stability at home and peace throughout the Roman world. Augustus's great invention was the Principate, rule by the princeps, or first man. This style of government paid lip service to the values of the Mos Maiorum and the Republican Constitution, while safely keeping all power in Augustus's hands, a disguised military tyranny. Augustus's Principate relied for its success on two factors. First, all the levers of power were in Augustus's hand, including the huge army. The second was Augustus's charismatic personality and high prestige as the savior of Rome. The first of these, the army, could be handed down to his successor as princeps, but the second could not. Segment 11C, Roman propaganda, shows how Augustus enhanced the success of his principate by promoting himself through skillful propaganda. We'll look at this some of this propaganda, and we'll see how Augustus himself viewed Roman virtues, and we'll see how he envisioned Rome's mission to the world. Repellent and absurd as it seems to modern tastes, some ancient peoples, the Egyptians for example, wanted and expected to be ruled by a king who was also a god.